This goes to Nicole, N-I-C-O-L-E, Conklin, C-O-N-K-L-I-N, N like November, P like practice, fax 517-694-7003. Regarding Peter, middle initial F like Frank, Alexander, A-L-E-X-A-N-D-E-R, date of birth 6/15/1957. Dear Miss Conklin, this is a consultation for Mr. Alexander, who was sent for evaluation of elevated creatinine going back for the last 6 years. After reviewing labs, the levels have been elevated for 6 years. Currently, he's feeling well. He had poorly controlled diabetes until he was started on Mounjaro within the last year, and he is doing well on the Mounjaro without side effects and with a slow weight loss. He believes he's lost about 20 pounds over the last 10 months, so it's going slowly and steadily down. He also has been scheduled for an ultrasound of his abdomen on 6/4 of this year for evaluation of fatty liver disease. Also because of the history of kidney stones. They're going to double-check and see if there's any remaining kidney stones or cysts in the kidneys. Currently today, he's feeling well. No nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia. No diarrhea, blood, or melena. No chest pain or palpitations. Urine is clear. No nocturia, no cloudiness, foaminess, or blood. No incontinence. No peripheral edema, no claudication symptoms, and he does have decreased sensation in both feet, mostly on the soles of the feet. Past medical history is significant for type 2 diabetes for many years, hypertension, proteinuria, hyperlipidemia, obesity, fatty liver disease, non-alcoholic type, history of elevated PSA. He was checked by urology, and it was negative for cancer. And the follow-up PSA level was also in the normal range. He's had history of kidney stones. Several have passed on their own. Ventral hernia that's not repaired. He had a history of bright red rectal bleeding in 2012 with a normal colonoscopy, and that resolved spontaneously. And he had shingles on the left lateral abdomen trunk area in 2021. Also, obstructive sleep apnea. Past surgical history, he required a right kidney stone retrieval once. He believes the type of stone is a uric acid stone. And colonoscopy in 2012. Social history, the patient is a non-smoker. He does not use alcohol or illicit drugs. He is married, lives with his wife, and he's a retired farmer. Family history is significant for dementia and lung cancer in grandfather. Review of systems as stated above, otherwise negative. Drug allergies, no known drug allergies. Medications, allopurinol, 300 milligram daily. Jardiance, 25 milligram daily. Traceba, 100 units once daily insulin, Losartan 100 milligram daily, multivitamin daily, Mounjaro 7.5 milligram once weekly, aspirin 81 milligram daily. Physical exam, height 70 inches, weight 220 pounds, pulse 96, oxygen saturation is 98% on room air, blood pressure, left arm sitting, large adult cuff, 138 over 80. Tympanic membranes and canals are clear. Pharynx is midline. Tongue slightly elevated. Uvula is midline. Neck supple, no jugular venous distension, no carotid bruise, and no lymphadenopathy. Heart is regular without murmur, rub, or gallop. Lungs are clear, no rales, wheezes, or effusion. Abdomen, he's got an abdominis rectus separation and then a ventral hernia below the umbilicus. that's easily reducible and non-tender. No pulsatile areas, no liver or spleen enlargement, no peripheral edema. He has decreased sensation in the soles of both feet, pulses 1 to 2 plus, and brisk capillary refill. In labs and diagnostic studies, he did have a CT scan of the abdomen and pelvis done 8/5/2022. That revealed a small right renal cyst and some moderate renal cortical atrophy. Otherwise, kidneys appeared normal. He did have fatty liver, that was noted, and some colonic diverticulosis without findings of diverticulitis. And there was evidence of coronary artery calcifications on the scan also. Labs, most recent lab studies were done 4/24/24, creatinine 1.6 with GFR 47, 3/19/24, GFR 1.9, creatinine 1.9, GFR 38, 11/23/23, creatinine 1.8, GFR 41, 6/16/23, creatinine is 1.5, GFR is 51. And I do have a hemoglobin A1C from 3/19/24 of 7.6. That's down from 9, June 16th of 23. We have also a creatinine of 1.5 done in 2022 with a GFR of 48.5. And in 2018, creatinine was 1.8. and GFR was 38.6. And in 2022, a microalbumin to creatinine ratio is 259. So he has got microalbuminuria is present also. And we have 4/24/24. Calcium is 9.5, albumin 3.9, sodium 145, potassium 4.8, carbon dioxide 27, phosphorus 3.2, albumin 3.9, the GFR was 47, ferritin 80.1, iron level low at 51, iron saturation 14.3, hepatitis screen was normal. And labs were done 3/19/24 for CBC, hemoglobin 15.9, hematocrit is 50.5, normal white count, and normal platelets. Assessment and plan, stage 3, A to B, chronic kidney disease, going back as far as 2018, with stable creatinine levels, no evidence of progression of renal disease. It's most likely secondary to long-term diabetic nephropathy with proteinuria and hypertension. The patient will repeat labs in June. We're going to check the urinalysis and a microalbumin to creatinine ratio. Then every 3 months thereafter, he should follow a low-salt diabetic diet and avoid oral non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs for pain. And he'll have a follow-up visit with this practice in 6 months. The patient was also evaluated and examined by Dr. Fuente. All care was coordinated with and directed and approved by him. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.